Hey everyone, it's Charlie Morgan here, and in this video I'm going to walk you through the productivity routine that took me from 0 to 10k a month, and I'm also going to walk you through how I manage my time and how I stay productive to the point where I've now made nearly $20 million with an online business. So I'm going to walk you through my calendar, my time management, my productivity system, and just reveal everything so you can just basically copy it and make a bunch of money. Let's get into it.
All right. So what you're looking at here is the routine that I followed near enough to go from 0 to 10K a month, give or take. Basically, the first step to becoming productive so you can make a ton of money is structuring a routine, right? So what you want to do is open up a Google Doc or some notes or something and just basically build a routine from when you wake up to when you go to sleep and list everything that you want to do all day, every day. Success is about repetition of action, and it's just finding actions that drive results and repeating them for like 5 years, and then you basically become a millionaire. Literally, trust me, that's how I did it. So get up at 7:15. This is what I did to get to 10K a month, by the way. Go gym, do a workout, and then I'd eat like some protein shake or something, meditate, alchemy self, trackers. So I've got my health trackers, meditation trackers, call my business partner. And then basically it was just outreach. So literally all I did for like the first like couple of years in business was basically just do outreach. So like cold calls, looms, cold DMs, metrics, replies, etc. And basically what I did is I actually created these daily workflows for myself. And if you're wondering what that looked like, it looked like this. So this is what I did, right? This actually literally was one of my routines, right? One of my workflows. So what you want to try and do is systemize your life, right? Systemize your time. What I mean by that is create these documents that allow you to consistently, repeatedly, predictably repeat behavior that drives results through the company and drives value through the company. So this is one example. This was my morning routine for like 2 years, basically. I'd log my health data first thing, obviously, for my Oura Ring, right? But then basically, this is what I was doing with my Loom system, right? So what you want to do is just isolate the actions that you know you need to do, put them in a linear order, step by step, and then just do them. Wake up every day and just do them. It's really not that complicated. So I'd start by logging my prospects, doing my data, checking Slack, checking email, replying to any prospects that were engaged in my cold emails. This was my cold email routine, right? You can pause it to check it out if you want to. Then in the afternoon for 5 minutes, I just do this. And in the evening for 30 minutes, I would do this. So you can pause if you want to see exactly what I did. This is literally what got me to like 10K a month, even 100K a month, I think. Kind of just did the same thing. So yeah, build a routine, man. Like just structure when you're going to do certain things. Pretty simple. Now, the other cool thing that you can do with your time is structuring out a Google Calendar. So this is what I basically did. I've been doing this now for like 5 years. Where essentially what you want to do is you want to configure your Google Calendar so it looks something like this, where you're scheduling in your sleep, you're scheduling in like your routines. Like for example, here I've got like waking up, gym, hot sauna, cold shower, whatever, meditation. I've got the same call I have with my business partner. Like every single day I have a call at 10 a.m. with my business partner. We've done that for like 5 years. I eat at 1 o'clock. I eat dinner at like 17:30. I plan tomorrow today at 20:00. So you can see like I've got all my meetings scheduled in here. Like it's just consistent. If I go to the next week, you can see it repeats and it repeats and it repeats. Like I just do the same thing. Oh, bless Carrie. It's her birthday on this day. I just do the same thing like every day. Right. And so essentially what this allows me to do is have consistency through my behavior. And so you can sort of see what this is like, but this is just cool because now all of the white space I have here, this is for like my to-do list. So this is where like I can make YouTube videos or I can make program content or I can hire people or make decisions or build things for the company, right? So that's how I structure my routine. Well, this is at least my routine that got me to 10K a month. This was one of the workflows that I just found in my Google Drive, for my cold email system that got me to like 10K a month. And then this is my calendar. I've had my calendar structured like this forever. So what you can do in Google Calendar is once you create an event, you want to set it to recur. So if you just come to this setting here, you can set it to recur like every day or every weekday. So you'll notice, for example, like it's just the same like every single week, no matter what, right? It just recurs. And that's basically because you can set Google Calendar up to recur. So pretty simple. So the next thing I want to show you is pretty cool. This is something I built a few years ago. A lot of my clients have used this to grow their businesses. This is the Imperium Daily Planner. This is basically what I use to manage my time. I have one of these that I use every single day. Proof in point, I actually have them printed out here. You'll be able to find this linked into the description of this video if you want. It won't be behind a paywall or some asking for your email thing. So don't worry, you can just have it for free. But essentially what this is it's a planner, and every day you want to basically do what I did here, which is plan tomorrow today. So 8 p.m. every day, I start work at 10 a.m. I finish work at 8 p.m. Usually goes longer than that, to be honest, but I just try and behave myself and not work too much. But every day I sit down and I plan tomorrow today. So I sit down at the end of each day with my daily planner that I've already filled out from yesterday. And I tick off the to-do list items that I've done. I ask myself how I could improve. I list any distractions that I had, and I also list down how many calls we booked and how many calls we conducted as a business. So really what this tracker does is it focuses you, because at the end of every day, you're going to come in here, you're going to put the date for tomorrow, and then you're going to list out in half an hour increments exactly what you're going to do tomorrow. So for example, if you have something big on your to-do list in your productivity inventory here, like for example, make a YouTube video, right? Well then that action itself, that big action, has lots of micro actions that if completed make up the whole. So for example, I could make on my to-do list, make a YouTube video about my productivity routine. And I could spend the first half an hour of my day finding all of my old trackers and configuring my calendar to show what it looks like, right? And that's just one action instead of the macro action. So every day, come in here, end of the day, fill out what you're going to do exactly tomorrow in order. And then the next day, you come and you audit your day. And what this does is it makes you aware of your behavior. And I've been doing this every day for 5 years. Well, not 5 years, like 3 years now. Conveniently, is maybe tens of millions of dollars, right? Literally. So end of every day, you log in how many hours you've done on the day. You also log in your focus and your output. So these will be represented as percentages. So for example, if you feel like you performed at maybe half of what you could have done, you'd put 50%. And if you feel like your focus was maybe like a third of what it could have been, which it probably almost always is, you put 30%. To find your rating for your day, what you do is you add these two together and divide it by the number of the whole. So to find the mean average of the rating of your day, you add the focus and the output, you divide it by two, and that gives you a rating. What you can then do is build a spreadsheet that tracks the ratings and tracks the focuses and the outputs and the hours. So you can actually track how well you're working. It's pretty cool. I've been doing it for a long time and it's made me a ton of money. So yeah, you can come in here and you put it in. Basically, you can maybe you want to restructure it if you want to. If you want to make a copy, you just go file and make a copy. But I just print it off. And then at the end of each day, you tick off your to-do list. You also walk about how you'd improve. So if like you ate a bunch of bad food, or, you know, you went on your phone or something, whatever. And then call booked and call conducted is like, this is the main thing for any business, at least in this online space. If you're selling something high ticket, it's how many sales calls did I book today and how many sales calls did I conduct today? These are the only two questions you have to ask yourself to actually get anywhere close to your goal. So every day I literally log how many calls we booked and conducted. And I don't do this so much anymore because we book like 1,000 calls a month and we have like 9 reps. So it's just kind of chaotic to track it. And I know that it's fine because we've got other people looking after it. Distractions as well. I would just tally how many major distractions I had like this. And you kind of want to get to the point where you don't have many distractions. Pretty simple. Last thing is the warm up. This is a thing. It's a beast. I have to give credit to Sam Evans for this, because Sam Evans actually created the warm up. It's not my brainchild, unfortunately. So thank you, Sam, for the warm up. I've been using this for like 4 or 5 years. Once again, I use this every day. You can see here, actually, in my bookmarks, I've got my 24 warm up and my routine here. So I still use these things, right? I still got my calendar here as well. But essentially what this is basically a productivity machine. It's a calendar, and you can see your year in one place. In fact, if I just zoom out here, it's probably easier. So you can see your year in one place. You can see your quarters in one place, and you can also see each month and each day in one place. It is brilliant. Like, this thing is fantastic. So what you do is you create a key with different colors like this. And it allows you to track your, you know, projects and tasks and stuff like that. So obviously today is like the 8th of March. Let's just say that like next week I wanted to work on, build funnel for book. I don't know. I have no intentions of writing a book, but let's just say build funnel for new product, right? And let's say, okay, this is going to take about a week. So what you do is you come in here, and you basically drag, you know, a week. So you know that this week you're working on that funnel. And let's then say in the future that you wanted to build new billing system, right? And you want to account for new volume, blah, blah, blah. So you build new billing systems, but you're not going to do that until August. Well, you come in here and you do this. Or let's say that, you know, you had a mastermind coming up, right? But you know that's not coming up until October. What this thing does is it basically just, I mean, God help, God thanks Sam Evans for this. It basically allows you to see all the big things you're doing in the year in one place. You can just visualize it. So I have this calendar here to sort of keep an eye on my routine. I have my, you know, my morning workflows, evening workflows, daily workflows, and I have my routines to keep an eye on the day. But the warm up is the big hub for everything. So what it also allows you to do, once again, this will be in the description. I'm not going to try and put this behind an email paywall or something. I'm not that desperate for money, don't worry. But you can put in what you want to do in the quarter as well. So mine could be like, you know, make 10 YouTube videos, you know, hire 3 more sales reps, like increase price. Like you put in what you're going to do in the quarter and then you can track it against the month. What you can then do, I actually need to just, this is a live Google Doc for clients as well. So I just need to delete all this. What you can then do is you can come into the month and you can put in exactly what you need to do each day with your objectives for the month as well. Like this thing is brilliant. Like it's honestly, it's a genius invention. So if I came to the 8th of March and today I had to do make productivity YouTube video, right? Remake you, intro video for program. These are just some things that I've done today, right? I could also put in here, like, I don't know. You could put in anything like buy steaks, whatever you need to do, right? So basically the point of this thing is every day you've got your productivity inventory. You know what you're working on through the half an hour intervals as well. You come in here at the end of each day, you basically just cross off what you've done and anything you haven't done, you move forward. So, you know, say for example, here I've got to do, find invoices for SaaS for accountant, right? Or like just find invoices for a software for an accountant. But let's say that I haven't done it. So I just bring it forward to the next day. And then if I haven't done it this day, I bring it forward to the next day and it just keeps getting brought forward and it just exists until I do it. And this is really good because it means that you don't miss things. It means that you essentially have to do things that are on this thing. Otherwise they just hang around and you just come in here, you press Command Shift X when you've done something and it crosses it off. And that basically just allows you to know what you've done day in, day out. So if you have a really good couple of months, you can see exactly what you've done in that time. And also I've got this wall map, like I've got wall maps from like 3-4 years ago. So I can log, I can literally see every cause and effect, every action I've ever taken to get to 8 figures. So yeah, that's how it works. Bye.